Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
College football week 13, unbelievable, but it is upon us for sure. Some interesting games. No real blockbuster games, but interesting games coming up this weekend. Lots of coaching buzz going down, and joining us now to talk about all of those subjects, and then some, he's on the Window Nation guest hotline. He's with CBSSports.com. Let's welcome back to the show, Chip Patterson. Chip, how you feeling, man?
It's here. You know, you mentioned it's hard to believe week 13's upon you, but I tell you what I've done, and if you've heard me the last couple of weeks on the Cover 3 podcast, that's certainly been a part of it. I'm trying to say soak it in, boys. You know, we spend all daggum year talking about this sport. We only get about 14, 15 weeks of really getting it, and of course, next week is the holidays, so it's going to be a lot going on. You mentioned, in terms of huge headliners, only get a couple ranked-on-ranked games. I think Oregon-USC is super interesting, but man, it's soak it in. It's the end of the college football season. We do love this sport as much as we complain about it.
Yeah, no doubt about it. It's like having a swimming pool in the summertime. Right. Enjoy it for the 2 months that you actually get to swim in that thing. But let's talk some coaching things local here. Mike Locksley, Jim Smith, Maryland AD, announced on Sunday after their sixth loss in a row at Illinois that Locksley will be back next year, and he's going to do everything he can to bring in the resources to keep the players that they have on campus and to help the NIL initiative and everything that goes along with it. Chip, what do you think? Mike Locksley sticking around at least for another season here?
Well, first thing, you know, just sort of on like a more Big Ten level, it will be impossible for me to not pair this decision with Wisconsin's, to do the same with Luke Fickell. Mm-hmm. Same kind of position. Athletic director really wants to double down on the head coach. You make the announcement mid-season. Mm-hmm. You calm the waters. You're like, at Florida State, they just said, we're not firing him Sunday, right? You know, they made the announcement. They said at the end of the year, we'll take a look at it. So Wisconsin and Maryland, two Big Ten schools that I think are looking around and realizing that some more investment is going to be made to keep up with the likes of an Indiana. And so I think that I'm just always going to tie those two together as we move into 2026 and beyond. And obviously, the young freshman talent, Malik Washington, but also just on the defensive side of the ball as well. Like, keeping them in College Park was just – if you think that Mike Locksley gives you the best chance to keep them in College Park, then I totally understand the decision. It would be a disappointing development for Maryland to make this announcement, say they're going to invest, but then lose the best players, some of the brightest spot, a young core that could be really promising. So that'll be the most important thing, I think, for Maryland fans. You're good rolling back in next season with Locksley and increased investment as long as the bright young freshmen are also back for 2026 as well.
Now, Chip, a guy that we thought was going to be Maryland's head coach 15 years ago, James Franklin, he goes to Virginia Tech, rather. We're obviously familiar recruiting the DMV, Baltimore, Pennsylvania, nationally. How long before James Franklin has Va Tech back to Beamer level competition? Frank, that is.
Hey, this this is going to be, let me make sure I've got this right, because I obviously want to respect the journalistic integrity of this fine program. But I believe that I figured out that James Franklin's career winning percentage is the same, if not better than, Frank Beamer's winning percentage at Virginia Tech, and I have it for you here. Frank Beamer, Frank Beamer winning percentage at Virginia Tech, 659. James Franklin, career winning percentage, 680. They want to get back to Beamer ball. They want to get back to Frank Beamer. James Franklin can deliver results on the level of Frank Beamer. Frank Beamer won conference championships, turned in double-digit win season after double-digit win season. Do you know what else Frank Beamer also did a lot of? Lose games to top six opponents. Like, James Franklin has been what Virginia Tech has as a sort of, you know, the icon that built the program. I think James Franklin, looking at the ACC especially, probably looked at Virginia Tech and saw a lot of untapped potential. You know, if, you know, the investment that is going to be coming that they have promised in terms of an increased investment, as long as it all didn't go to the head coach, well, now you can really start to talk about modernizing a program that does have aspirations and expectations of contending for championships, and you're doing it as Florida State is absolutely flailing it. You're doing it as Clemson continues to backslide. I mean, the fact that Virginia and Georgia Tech are in the running for the ACC championship should tell Virginia Tech that there is no monster in that conference. There is no one standing in the way of you going and winning championships again. Now, where do you stand compared to the very best programs in the country? That's a conversation for another time that I'm sure Virginia Tech fans would love to have, because they haven't even been in the mix of contending for conference titles in almost a decade at this point. So love the hire. We'll see in execution, as always, but it's a good day, I think, for Hokies fans.
Hey, Chip, with Lane Kiffin and all his options, you know where I want to see him, Chip? New York Giants. Where? New York Giants.
I mean, I look to hit Tennessee Titans, right? I mean, there's like Lane Kiffin, Tennessee Titans head coach. That would be like, you could literally play fantasy games and parlor games with Lane Kiffin in anything, and you'd believe it right now. As Ole Miss is in its off week, near the conclusion of one of the greatest seasons in program history, we are having the Lane Kiffin week. And I think we should have all known that this week was going to be Lane Kiffin week. And, you know, we're just going to all have to sit around. I'll tell you what, gentlemen, do you know what I'm expecting at this point? I'm expecting him to have a commitment ceremony. You know, I'm expecting him to have hats on the table. I'm expecting him maybe to have a LeBron James, the decision type TV special, because college football, Lane Kiffin's got him in the palm of his hand. I truly do not think he has made up his mind yet, but we'll see. He'll let us know eventually.
Now, Chip, do you think A&M can close it out? I mean, they got the big game with Texas after, you know, so what do you think is going to happen with A&M as a season? Because Texas got to win that one to have any shot.
Right, yeah. I kind of lean on the side of Texas A&M closing it down. And this is where, and you guys know I'm guilty of this, but it is a little bit more of vibes. I mean, Texas has just played with kind of disappointing vibes all season long. You know, one of their best wins, the Oklahoma game, was Oklahoma laying an absolute egg. On the other side, Texas A&M, you know, the way they flipped the South Carolina game. I mean, sure, you should have never been in that position, but it's just, it falls in line with a lot of what Mike Elko talks about and kind of what he is about. You know, I just think that he's got a team that is bought in, you know, and that's sometimes coaching at the very highest level when everyone's got talent and everyone's got money. Like, when you're up in those conversations, sometimes it is a year-to-year proposition of whether or not your locker room is bought in, whether they are bought in on doing the tiny stuff it takes for it to win enough of those high-stakes games. And it seems to me like Mike Elko has a group that's bought in. They've been a good second-half team all year long. You know, they've taken close games and turned them into, you know, 20-point wins. I think the Aggies will close the deal in the regular season. That said, boy, it is going to be hard to trust them after that, right?
Yeah, Chip, now what about, I got my Notre Dame sweatshirt on. What about the Irish? I mean, because when you look at quality wins, I guess SC would be a quality win. Otherwise, they don't have a lot, and they're not going to finish with, you know, any. Are they a lock for the playoffs if they went out?
No, they are not a lock for the playoffs. The way that I've got Notre Dame is they're in a category with Oklahoma, Oregon, and Alabama, where if things play out where they win and take care of business, then I would add them to the group of what I would consider locks, which would be like Texas A&M, Indiana, Ohio State, Georgia, Ole Miss, and maybe Texas Tech. But yeah, the Oregon, Alabama, Notre Dame, Oklahoma, those are the teams that are going to be playing right there on the edge. But I think the Fighting Irish are in a position where as long as they win out, they'll be on the right side.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The bubble.
Chip Patterson, CBSSports.com. Chip, appreciate the time as always. If we don't talk to you, happy Thanksgiving to you and yours. And when we talk again, we will start breaking in the old basketball talk as well as the Boozers. Doing some good things for the Blue Devils here, and Buzz Williams doing Buzz Williams stuff for the Turtles early in the season.
Yeah, what's it been? So I truly have only gotten to a couple of the big, huge games that are just kind of thrown in your face anyway. How's it looked for the Terps early? I haven't gotten to follow it.
Well, their best player, Pharrell Payne, went down against Marquette. Looked like a season-ending injury, hurt his hip, but looks like he'll be okay at some point in time. Still trying to figure out a way to put the ball in the basket, and their rebounding is a little bit off kilter, but we know that Buzz Williams, his reputation says they'll improve that. I don't know about the shooting, even though they did all right against the Golden Eagles here.
Yeah, that's Buzz Williams thinks it's right then. We know what we'll be eventually. We just need to work to get there.
Yeah, just don't ask him about injuries because he'll Mutombo you with that one. He's Chip Patterson, CBSSports.com. Chip will catch up soon.
Thanks, Chip.
Sounds good. Y'all be well.
All right, here's Chip Patterson, everybody. Liking that James Franklin Navatek hire. Yeah. Hey, Beamer had him in a championship game when Michael Vick was a freshman.
And Bob, you talk about have you ever been to a game there?
No.
I've been in like a nighttime game. Oh, it's unbelievable. Sandman and the whole deal.
Saw him play at FedEx in 04 against USC with Leinart and Reggie Bush. Yeah. And they play Enter Sandman and all that stuff. Crazy time, man. Wild, wacky stuff. We'll come back. I think Maryland plays Virginia Tech next year, as a matter of fact, too. Hi-yo!
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.